Catholic Radio Indy now presents Faith in Action, a program that looks at how everyday people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Our program is underwritten in part by Franciscan St. Francis Health, providing faith-based integrated health care, a recipient of HealthGrade's 2015 America's 100 Best Hospitals Award, and by Marian University, a great Catholic university dedicated to providing students with excellence in teaching and learning in the Franciscan and liberal arts tradition, preparing transformative leaders for service to the world. And now, here's today's edition of Faith in Action. This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host is MJ Crowder.
Jim Ganley.
We want to remind people that probably you've put the boat away again for the year, or the motorcycle away. I still see some of these chilly mornings, somebody riding to work on a motorcycle.
Crazy coots.
And I rode motorcycles, and I know it gets even below 60 degrees or so.
Ooh.
And you put a little wind chill out there, it gets pretty
cold.
Cool. But the reason I mention that is Catholic Radio, of course, takes cars, trucks, boats, motorcycles, snowmobiles, anything that has a title. That's kind of where we have to draw the line. We've had people call and say, gee, I've got this really nice riding lawnmower. Well, we wish we could, but really just kind of, it is a fixed program that we're part of, and it just anything that has a title. So
We got a house one time. Yeah.
And we liquidated that. We sold that. And turn that into proceeds for Catholic Radio as well. But if you have a house, boat, car, train, I don't think trains have, I don't know. Let's be creative. If you have something along that line that you would like to donate to Catholic Radio, please give us a call. We have got a car that is supposed to be coming to us very shortly, and I wish, normally we don't even see the cars. Someone calls and says they have a car, they go to our website, have a car, they just fill out a little form on the website or give us some information, and they call an 800 number, and that's all there is to it. Somebody shows up at your door, you hand them the title
sure.
and the keys,
right,
and
right.
the next thing you see is a receipt for your taxes, and that's normally the way it works.
Right.
This one I really wanted to see because it was a kit car.
A kit car.
Kit car.
As in you made it from a kit or
mm-hmm.
a kit as in the...
No, as you made it from a kit.
What?
And they still make these, but they used to always fit on Volkswagen chassis. You'd buy a Volkswagen, take off the bug body, and you put on like a Mercedes-Benz or a, just incredibly exotic looking cars and things like that. Not just Noon buggies, but I mean like, you know, big limousines or different. They all had the appearance of those, and they were kits. And you put them together. And we have had a nice lady, a long time listener to Catholic Radio. In fact, we've had her on our program here at one time or another. And her husband passed away, and she said, you know, this was his toy. And she says, I don't really need it. And so we have one of those that are passing through our chain, and so we'll be selling that or liquidating that at some point.
And now you're making me want to Google it and see what this would even look like.
In any event, the reason I mention that is if you have a car or a boat or a motorcycle, especially like a boat. I mean, I know people that have had boats, and gee, when you buy them, they're the most fun thing in the world. Just can't get out, you know, but every time you want them, it's just have to fix this. You just have to fix that. You just have to haul it down to the marina. In a week or two, they'll get the part in and get it fixed, and you can get it back in the water. I mean, that's kind of the nature of boats.
You know what they say about boat ownership?
What's that?
The two best days of boat ownership.
Yeah,
right. The day you buy it. And the day you sell it, or the day you donate it to Catholic Radio.
That's right. Yeah. That same applies to motorcycles as well, as
yes.
I can verify. But anyhow, if you have one of those vehicles, go to our website, catholicradioindy.org, or just call us here, 317-870-8400. 317-870-8400. We can get you all fixed up, and it is a painless process for you. It does not require anything on your part. If you've got the title and the keys, it's all done. You just call us and somebody will come out to your house. Even if it doesn't run, it doesn't matter. They'll come out with a tow truck and you'll never see it again except for a nice receipt for your taxes.
Our guest today on Faith in Action is Anna Allgaier. She is the Indiana Regional Coordinator for Students for Life. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Finally caught up with you. I ran into you at the Right to Life dinner, I think, and September or October. And, you know, interestingly enough, Students for Life kind of came on our radar here at Catholic Radio. I was reading the newspaper one day and saw that you guys were downtown at the circle for Yellow Balloons, and it was wild all over the news. I thought that was kind of took Indianapolis by storm. Anyway, we want to hear all about it, but first let's start with you, Anna. Where you hail from, tell us a little bit about your family.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me today. I'm excited to be here and talk to you more about Students for Life. I am from Lafayette, Indiana. I was born and raised in Lafayette. I was homeschooled until eighth grade and then kind of went through the school system and ended up at Purdue University. So I graduated from Purdue University in 2015. During my time at Purdue, I was the president of the Students for Life chapter there. So following my time at Purdue, then I went on to work for Students for Life of America, and now I work full-time doing pro-life work for them. So I go to Emmanuel Reformed Presbyterian Church in Lafayette.
Wonderful.
You know, that's one of those causes or one of those organizations that, to me, just isn't associated with young people and teens, the pro-life movement. I know that it is, but originally I wouldn't think that because it's one of those things that, you know, a teenager, you're busy doing all kinds of things. You've got college on your mind. You've got boys, you've got girls, you've got parties, you've got all kinds of things going. And, you know, there's older folks that'll take care of all of the pro-life things, or, you know.
Yeah, but how wonderful that
it is.
Are that,
that's the beauty of it.
You know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that the students who came, who had the yellow balloons all over the street, I thought they came down from Chicago.
They did.
Okay, so first tell us a little bit about the history of the organization. How did it get started? Why? What kind of things you do? So tell us a little bit about the history.
Sure, yeah. So Students for Life is a fairly new organization. We've only been around, 10 years. We just had our 10-year anniversary last year. So it was really started just with the vision of one young woman. Her name is Kristen Hawkins. She's still the president of Students for Life of America. And she just had this vision of using the young people in the pro-life movement and creating an organization that was focused on raising up abortion abolitionists in their youth and then creating lifelong activists through those young people. So that's kind of our mission at Students for Life, is to invest in young people while they're young, to show them the importance of the pro-life movement, and then hopefully to develop lifelong activists through those youth.
I have never heard the term abortion abolitionist. I love that. I love that. You said that so easily, like it just rolled right off your tongue. How cool is that? So you said that you were homeschooled. I love that. I also homeschooled for a few years, about 6 years. When you were homeschooled, did the seeds of pro-life, was that planted early in your life?
It definitely was. I tell people this all the time. I grew up in a Christian family, and obviously it was pro-life. Our family was pro-life, and I tell people I was the five-year-old outside of the abortion clinic holding the sign, pray to end abortion. And so it was just something that was kind of always ingrained in me, that it was important and that we needed to respect life. So as a homeschooler, we had a little bit extra time so we could go out and pray outside of abortion clinics. But it wasn't really until I went to public school and I realized what the culture was teaching and kind of what we were up against when I got to Purdue, and just how many people were misinformed or ill-informed about the abortion issue. And so that's one thing that we love to do as Students for Life, is have peers educate peers on what is abortion and how is this affecting our culture, and is this really the best option for women that are our age?
Amen. Amen. If you're just now tuning in, listeners, our guest today, Anna Allgaier, and she is the Indiana Regional Coordinator, Students for Life of America. You know, it's interesting. We don't hear much about women, about the negative effects of abortion on women. We don't hear about it. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's because women feel shameful after they've had an abortion, so they don't want to talk about it, or if it's because the industry at large doesn't want. I mean, because honestly, lately I have seen kind of a whitewashing. Almost, there have been skits on Saturday Night Live. There have been kind of a sitcom, bringing it into sitcom, bringing it into late night talk, making light. It's almost an offense to me. It is an offense to me, but it's almost insulting to me that they're making light of it. And that is like the pendulum swinging so far the other way. What do you make of that, Anna?
Yeah, I think that the abortion industry is doing everything they can to normalize abortion, and they're doing everything they can to suppress these stories that we hear every day on campus of women who have gone through abortion and who are regretting that decision or are facing different psychological issues, depression, thoughts of suicide, things like that. We hear these real stories on campus. We're talking to these women who are telling us, you know, I was lied to. I didn't know. I didn't know it was a baby. And we're hearing these stories. I think the abortion industry is, again, doing everything they can to suppress those stories, right? Because that's bad for business. If somebody hears that abortion is going to affect them, they're not going to want to have an abortion.
Sure.
So, yeah, but we know that it does affect women. And like I've been saying, we hear these stories. And we have a whole arm of our Students for Life ministry is called Pregnant on Campus. And our initiative, our mission with that is for peers to stand up and support their peers who are facing unplanned pregnancies, for peers to stand up and support others who have gone through an abortion and are seeking healing, to connect them with those ministries who can help them to find healing after an abortion.
And I want to get into more of that. We need to take a break and we'll be right back.
Did you miss something in this show or just want to hear it again? Podcasts of this and all our other great local programs are available 24/7 at CatholicRadioIndy.org.
Besides going to Mass every Sunday, we're all encouraged to spend some time with our Lord each week, to shut out distractions, present our prayers to God, and then just listen. In today's hectic world, that sounds impossible, doesn't it? Well, chances are, there's an Adoration Chapel in a Catholic church not far from where you live, a place where you can spend an hour or just a few minutes in the real presence of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, in a quiet, peaceful atmosphere where you can really talk to Jesus. And more importantly, He can talk to you. Many chapels are open 24 hours a day. Here are some of the places where you'll find Adoration Chapels: at Our Lady of Mount Carmel, St. Alphonsus in Zionsville, St. Louis de Montfort in Fishers, and St. Maria Gravetti in Westfield. Why not stop by soon? Jesus is there, and He is waiting to talk to you.
Think of all the media our young people are exposed to today. MTV, movies, what passes for entertainment on TV, song lyrics that are questionable or worse. Where do they hear the message that it's okay to be chaste and modest? Or that it's not crazy to practice their faith, or to believe in a God who loves them and can forgive them no matter what they do? Catholic Radio is the answer. Be sure to tell your friends and relatives about Catholic Radio Indy.
Saturday is a different kind of day, so start it off right with Catholic Radio Indy's Saturday morning lineup. Forming Faithful Families at 9, I Choose Life at 9:30, Catholic Jukebox Indiana at 10, The Catholic Cave at 11, and two episodes of Faith in Action at noon. Every Saturday starting at 9 on Catholic Radio Indy.
Welcome back to Faith in Action. Our guest today, Anna Allgaier. She is the Indiana Regional Coordinator for Students for Life of America. And you know, we talked about Indiana Regional Coordinator, and since you've been around for 10 years, are you nationwide? Are you all across the country?
We are, yes. We are nationwide. So we have regional coordinators planted throughout the country. Indiana is so dense. We have so many groups in the state that I'm just over one state. A lot of our regional coordinators are over a few different states, but we have over 1,100 student groups across the country.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. How wonderful is that?
Well, it sounds like Indiana is doing real well, that some states
it's kind of maybe the organization is a little bit thin, but Indiana is doing well?
Indiana is doing very well. Yes, we have over 60 student groups across the state that I work with. And these are students that are so on fire for life. Sometimes I feel like I almost have to rein them back in. but they're so on fire for life. They're in public high schools. They're in Catholic high schools. They're in homeschool groups. They're in churches. They're everywhere. And they're just so motivated and so inspired to talk to their peers about abortion. It's really cool to see.
Okay, well, let's talk about that, because I didn't realize that you went down and so in high schools as well as college campuses.
That's right.
Okay, so tell us about that. So how do you recruit? How do you get in? How do you get people? And then I do want to talk a little bit about your initiatives, because they are wildly unusual and inventive. I love it. So tell us about how far you go down. I mean, how?
Sure. So we actually just recently launched a middle school chapter. So if you're a middle schooler and interested in getting involved in pro-life things, you can talk to Students for Life. But we've been in high school and colleges. And at the high school level, really what we do is we find a student who's passionate about a pro-life, about doing something in the pro-life movement, and then we work with them to get a school or get a group started at their school. So this involves finding an advisor at most schools, talking to your principal, talking to your administration. We know at public schools, groups are allowed at public schools. So for the most part, we face a little bit of pushback from administration, but at the end of the day, we usually get our groups approved at public high schools. But these schools or these students are usually doing things like educational flyering campaigns, bringing in speakers to their meetings, doing displays at lunchtime, doing chalking on the sidewalks, things like that. So that's kind of how we work at the high school level. A lot of our high schoolers will go on March for Life trips out to Washington, D.C. in January. Students for Life has a big national conference the day after the March for Life, which is also in Washington, D.C. So a lot of them, we're seeing them add that to their list. And that's just a really inspirational time. Some of the greats of the pro-life movement are there.
Do you have regular monthly meetings or weekly meetings? If somebody joins your organization, what do they do on a regular basis when they're not doing one of these special events?
Sure, yeah. So it kind of depends on the club. It varies from school to school. Most of our schools do weekly meetings or bi-weekly meetings. If students are a part of a club or a school that already has a club, they can get involved in that, or they can start a club. That's one thing that we do, is help students start new clubs.
And that's what I'm interested in, because it seems to me you were talking about schools, but you have clubs that are attached to parishes also.
That's
right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I think that the very first time they came on our radar, it was because someone, correct me if I'm wrong, because St. John Cantius has been so busy and active. But I think it was started from maybe Illinois, came down from Chicago. The Students for Life came down from St. John Cantius, came down from Chicago here. So they crossed state lines, apparently.
Okay, yeah, we do have a regional coordinator that's in Illinois as well. They do cross state. I mean, we have student groups all over the country. So sometimes they cross state lines. Sometimes we'll have students coming over from Illinois or from Ohio to help us with something we're working on in Indiana. But for the most part, they work kind of within their school or within their parish, and they reach out to the community or they reach out to their peers kind of as a group in that way.
Okay, now, so help our listeners understand this. So basically, it's clubs or groups, right, that are in either middle school now, high school, or college.
That's right.
So when you graduate from high school, you get involved with your college group, right?
That's our hope.
But this is not a traveling. You don't plan missions and go on trips, road trips like that, or not?
We don't generally. So I am the regional coordinator, so I kind of oversee these different clubs throughout the state. So there are instances where things will happen in the state and I will kind of send out a rally call. Hey, we need students to come to this event. We need students to come, Planned Parenthood is trying to pass this bill or this or that is happening. And so students will travel usually within the state. Every once in a while, there will be like a big March for Life in Chicago that we'll take a group to or something like that. Um, the, there's a, just recently we had a leadership workshop on November 11th. So students traveled from around the state to come to Indianapolis and attend that event.
If you're just now tuning in, listeners, our guest today, Anna Allgaier. She is the Indiana Regional Coordinator, Students for Life of America. Then are you pretty tied in pretty closely to Right to Life of Indianapolis or Indiana? I mean, you're talking about legislation or about things that are going on. So you've got to be pretty irrelevant, right? I mean,
yes, they're great. Yep, we work a lot. I work a lot with Indianapolis Right to Life and their Teens for Life program. Indiana Right to Life, again, we work a lot with them, just mostly staying involved on pro-life legislation that's happening in the state, different things that are happening at abortion clinics and how the youth can kind of respond to those. I work with student groups all over the state. And so it's a unique opportunity where if Indiana Right to Life contacts me and says, hey, this is happening in Muncie or this is happening in Bloomington, I can contact that group that are kind of stationed mm-hmm. in those areas of the state, and that group can respond to those events that are happening.
How would someone go about starting a group if at their high school, at their parish? Somebody listening right now says, boy, that sounds like something we need. What do they do? How do they do
Absolutely. I would love to work with them to get something going. If you contact me, if you just reach out to me, at my email is aallgaier@studentsforlife.org. And if you just send me an email and say, hey, I'm interested, I have no idea what I'm doing, I'll respond to you and kind of give you the first steps to get going. It's kind of, like I said, it's different. It looks a little different from each school and each parish and things like that. But I would love to work with you. We can't have too many groups. So
now, do you need an adult sponsor with a group?
Generally, if you're starting a group in a high school setting and a college setting, you're going to need a faculty advisor. So that's usually your first step. So start looking for those if you're interested.
Our guest today, Anna Allgaier. We're talking about Students for Life. And, you know, it's interesting. I'm trying to remember when this was. I think it was in the spring. I don't remember the particular why it was, but I remember that on the circle, there were a bunch of students who were stringing balloons, long, long lines of these yellow balloons, and running around the circle and kind of had a parade or yeah, I guess it was kind of like a parade almost. Students for Life. Did you know about that before it happened, or did that?
So I was not involved in that because that was Students for Life of Illinois, so it was a little bit different. But I did see that was happening, and I wasn't involved in that personally. But that's the other cool thing about this organization is that we raise up young people who have a mind of their own, and they're ready to end abortion. And so sometimes they're doing things that I'm not even aware of. And that's what's really cool. And that's what we want to see happening is we want these students to own it for themselves and not to just say, this is my parents' faith or this is my grandparents' faith, but this is my faith. And Amen. This is what I stand up for. And I'm going to go out and I'm going to speak truth
Amen.
To my peers.
Well, you know, they made a splash. I mean, they were all over the news, which is highly unusual, Anna, mm-hmm. because usually when we're talking pro-life stuff, even the rallies in Washington, they get very little coverage. And they'll talk about hundreds, not thousands, not hundreds of thousands, but hundreds of people were at the rally. And yet you'll see a picture or, you know, maybe Fox News will carry a picture or when my kids have gone or other kids have gone and they've taken pictures and there are thousands upon thousands upon thousands go all the way to the National Mount. I mean, all the way for pity's sake. And they get no coverage at all. So that's why this was particularly interesting to me, and we perked up because it was all over the news. It was like a splash. It's kind of like they came in, splashed around the city and left. And it was such a joyful, happy, positive, uplifting demonstration, but it wasn't really a demonstration. It was, they were passing out balloons and they were kind of running around the downtown area. There also was, I think, a March for Students for Life came in this summer, a few weeks ago, because there was a bill that was up and they wanted to demonstrate. So we do hear more and more about it, and I want to hear. I mean, I think that we want to be more involved and we want to engage our students. So, bravo for you.
Thank you.
Now, even though you're kind of geared toward youth, there probably are some members of your organization, or at least people your age, that have experienced an abortion. Are you aware of members in your organization that would fall into that category?
I'm sure there are. Yeah, I'm sure there are, just statistically speaking. I'm not aware of any in our organization who have experienced abortion. We do have some people in our organization who have experienced unplanned pregnancies and have chosen life. Young student parents who are just needing help, and that's a joy, really, to help those who are choosing life. But we do come across and interact with a lot of post-abortive women. I think there actually was one recently who maybe joined a club up in northern Indiana. But that's just a real joy to be able to look at a woman who's post-abortive and kind of say, like, we understand that you lost a child, and we understand that you're grieving this, and we want to help you find healing in this way.
Well, you know, there are several organizations like Project Rachel, mm-hmm. and Project Gabriel, and you know, Healing Hidden Hurts, that more come into play, I think, down the road a little bit when, you know, there's a little bit of time that has been between the abortion, the event, you know, and life, if you will. But early on, do you have anything? Are there things around on campus? And I'm talking more at the college level, although, you know, certainly there are women who are having abortions in middle school, shockingly enough, yeah. and high school. Do you have any resources that you can help young women and men who are also participative in abortions? Because we talk about women a lot, but there's a yeah. boy involved in every abortion.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So our one of our goals at Students for Life is to kind of get to people before they find themselves in an unplanned pregnancy, sure. educate them on what abortion is, what abortion looks like, what it does to you before they get to the point where they're feeling like they might need to choose that. But we do have resources, like I mentioned before, our Pregnant on Campus initiative, pregnantoncampus.org. This is a website that we've launched. You can go and you can click on your school, and it will pull up resources near you where you can go. These are life-affirming resources, so pregnancy resource centers and things like that, parishes that can help. And so we do a lot with our Pregnant on Campus. We do a lot with students kind of taking those resources onto campus. So getting resource guides into their student health centers, getting students who bring pregnancy resource centers onto campus. They can talk about what they do, for directing their peers to pregnancy resource centers. We're seeing a lot of women who are facing unplanned pregnancies on campus reach out to our pro-life groups and say, where do I go?
I like that.
Yeah.
Like
so just making sure that our student groups are equipped with the resources in their areas to get these women to these life affirming centers. Sure.
Now, earlier you gave an email if someone was interested in starting a group at their parish or school or whatever. We're just about out of time. Could you give us that one more time?
Of course. Yes. It's A. Allgaier. So AALLGAIER. @studentsforlife.org.
Okay,
I would love to hear from you.
With any of our guests here on Faith in Action, they can always call Catholic Radio and we'll help you track them down too.
Perfect. Ann Allgaier, Indiana Regional Coordinator, Students for Life. God bless you. God bless you for all that you do to support life.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Faith in Action, underwritten in part by Marian University and by Franciscan St. Francis Health. If you'd like to suggest a guest or a topic for a future program, call us at 317-870-8400 or email mj@catholicradioindy.org. And remember, you can hear or download this program or any Faith in Action program 24/7 at catholicradioindy.org. Just click on the Programming tab and select Podcasts.